live from the front lines. Welcome to Stats Chat, hosted by Brad Zinda and Kaylin Sijikin. This is where strategy meets straight talk. It's bold ideas, real growth, and whatever else hits the mic. This is Stats Chat.
Well, good morning. We are back live from the Arden Hills studio. Kaylin, what a great morning today.
What a great morning. We are episode 7.
It is episode 7. Yeah, we are episode 7.
Lucky number 7.
And we're going to talk a little bit about the Compass report. We've gone through majority of the reports. And we might as well end with this one. This kind of pulls all the other ones together.
It does. It does. It's the kind of the plan that every client needs, right? When you think about it, that's what the Compass does. Everything up to this point is supporting what we're showing into the Compass here. And at the end of the day, when clients are looking for direction, a plan, ideas, and a solution to their problems, right? That's what the Compass shows. And all the other thing is, you know, the reports are the ones that kind of uncover those, right? So the Compass puts together the plan, shows the projection. There's some cool things that it does inside of it, though. A lot of cool things.
1,000%. There are so many moving parts inside of it, but what it really does is take all of the other reports that you've just outlined with your client and put it all into one. Okay. We talk concepts all the time. We don't really start talking indexed annuities. We don't talk about, investments. We don't talk about life insurance, long-term care, all of that stuff. What we talk about is risk. We talk about Social Security. We talk about the financial overview, kind of where everything sits. And what does the client want in retirement? And that's really what the Compass will do. It'll bring everything together and then help that client better understand, do I have enough money to retire or do I not?
Mm-hmm. The cool thing that you mentioned too is concept. I don't know how many times we've seen advisors way too early in the process show a carrier illustration, talk about this company, that company, and all they're trying to do is kind of sell a product at that time, right? Where at the end of the day, the client wants the concept, the solution to their problem. They don't care about the company itself. So, I mean, I can piggyback on that for sure. Stick with concepts. Anyone out there listening, don't mention company names until you're at the finish line. And I don't mean it the wrong way. Obviously, some people are going to want to know what it is, but the more you can keep it at a concept level versus the specifics to it is where you're going to be more of a solution solver than, you know, just a product pitcher, right?
So, well, yeah, because it comes down, I mean, we all want to sell something at the end. I mean, that's the, you know, we want to put together a really good, positive plan, but we need them to trust us, right? As the advisor, it first, the trust has to be there first. And so once they trust us, does it really matter what company at that point in time we use? As long as the company and the product works exactly how the client wants it to for their situation. Would you not agree?
Totally agree. Exactly. And that's, I mean, again, if obviously you need a company at the end of the day and a product solution at the end of the day, right? But it shouldn't really matter the company name. If you built that trust and you can show the client that this is the product that's going to fulfill that product and that issue that you have in retirement and get you to where you want to be, then at that point, the client just says, let's move forward, you know? And I'm sure we've all been there before.
That's exactly correct. I mean, we've all been there. So we've created the problem. Now we're going to present that solution through the Compass report. Now, a couple of things you're going to notice on the Compass report is, you know, we do allow the advisors to kind of pick their growth rates, if you will, mm-hmm. with the investments, with the annuity. Now, we don't want to overshoot this thing, right? Under promise, over deliver, under promise. I can't remember which way it goes, but anyway, sure. At the end of the day, it all sounds good. We just want to make sure that, you know, if we fit this plan within their portfolio, we know that 99.9% or even 100% of the time, we know that this should stick in retirement for them. They've worked very, very hard to get to this point. And so as an advisor, you sit down, make sure that we're not doing 10% returns on indexed annuities. It just, I know caps are where they are today, which mm-hmm. is a good thing for the clients, right? But let's be realistic with ourselves. Indexed annuities were built for, you know, that 4 to 6. Maybe we could stretch it 6.5-7% growth right now. But more importantly, outside of the growth, they were built for safety.
1,000% true. And I mean, sometimes you've got to go back to the basics. Unfortunately, our industry over the last couple of years, you know, with these vol control strategies and hybrid indices, you see a company illustration and it's like, oh my gosh, how can they even put this stuff on paper? And unfortunately, that's become like a norm in our industry, I would say, where you're seeing I'm not going to mention names, obviously, but 12, 14, I've seen 18% annualized returns on a fixed index annuity. And at the end of the day, let's get back to what these are designed to do. Like you said, it's a bond alternative. It's a safe investment, upside potential without downside risk at the end of the day, right? So let's use conservative numbers. It'll make your life significantly easier in the future years. On your annual reviews, you'll get more referrals from it if you can just set the stage properly. I totally do agree with, you know, if you're in a cap of like 10 right now, history says we should be up 7 years roughly of those 10 years. So that's right in the ballpark is 6%, 6.5%, 7% if you're lucky, right? So that's the top end of it. But realistically, 4 to 6% is a fair number to use. And that's exactly what we use in the compass 99% of the time.
Yeah, well. For sure. Absolutely. And with that compass, you know, obviously showing those real good rate of returns that, you know, stay within the parameters, if you will. But more importantly, this, we can also show all of the income that comes out. We can show what products we're using. We can show withdrawals, RMDs. We can even add long-term care, Social Security, all of the things that we do to build that report to make sure that the client exactly understands where their money's coming from. It really is truly a very clean report. One thing I do love about that report more than anything is the Monte Carlo simulation. Mm-hmm. That's pretty special, actually, how that runs like that.
It's, I would say, I mean, I don't know when we added that thing, the last 4 years, maybe 5 years, but it is probably the, you know, one thing about Gradient we've always done over the years is since we own all the software, we're able to make changes to it, right?
On the fly.
On the fly. And I've been, you know, we've been doing this 13, 14 years. And it's funny to see where the compass was when we started, because it was here when we started, actually, to what it's grown to today and all the positive changes we've made along the years. Those positive changes come from advisors, right? They're the one out there in the field. Obviously, we put our little finishing touch on it, but those advisors, I mean, the changes come from the advisors out there, okay? But yeah, the Monte Carlo simulation was a huge addition to it where you can show a client, like based on their current allocation that they have right now, okay, if they weren't to make any changes, what their percentage is that they will live to see through retirement, right? Based on the simulation.
Yeah, of just Monte Carlo. Probability of success, right?
Correct.
What would that look like?
Yep. And then it shows the plan you put together and what that success rate is. And most of the time, that's going to be a lot larger than what the client's plan was, right? And then more importantly, as you know, the second section shows, well, what if we had a 20, 30% decline in the first year that you retire, right? And then all of a sudden, the client's own plan was, you know, maybe 50%. Now it's 20%. And how our plan goes from 99 down to like 96 in most circumstances. So that is an eye-opener for clients and a big part of the compass that we built in there a while ago.
Trust me, if you put the compass, the finishing touches on this thing in front of a new prospect, they will become a client. There's no question. If you utilize the 5 reports that we have, we call them the core reports in Case Central. Mm-hmm. We've gone through plenty of them, but this one really brings it all together and shows the client exactly what they would look like in retirement. And that, in the end, is what people want to know. They want to know, can I get there? I have worked every single day for all these years with the hope that I can finally hit that retirement stamp across the page and call her good. And not really, let's be honest, everybody's worry is what, Kalen? Running out of money, right?
Running out of money.
I mean, obviously, that's the biggest concern, mm-hmm. right? Can I make it? You know, there are, you hear these things along the way, the go-go years, the slow-go years, the no-go years. Wherever you're at in retirement, listen, people are living longer these days. And so when you get to retirement, the only thing you never want to worry about, the one thing is, I don't want to run out of money. And so if you can live without that fear, things are really good in retirement. You go golf, you want to go travel, you do all the fun things, but our advisors are doing an amazing job with this compass report, really outlining how they're able to get to their end goal with their client, mm-hmm. which is retirement.
Yep. And that's where, again, using income riders, using conservative numbers, like we just talked about as well, is what's going to, you know, foresee that future for those clients. And they're going to respect that as well down the road.
Very good. Well, make sure you take a look at that compass report. We're going to kind of pivot here. Over the last week and a half, we've really seen an increase in, I'm going to call it a financial upgrade.
Sure.
If you will. And both actually accumulation and income. If you're an advisor right now, and you're sitting in your office going, what's next? Okay. I just did a seminar. I got some downtime. I want to, you know, we're building out some some new appointments that are coming in. We're scheduling those out. But I have got a little downtime. And I know most advisors are probably going to be like, downtime? Are you kidding me? But the point is somebody in the office can do this with our help. We have an unbelievable system that can pull information on old policies. Okay. And so what can that do for you? But over the last week and a half, we've seen so many advisors upgrading their clients.
Yeah. You know, this kind of brings me back to, I mean, I'll take a step back in time here. When you see these large numbers from big, you know, blocks of business, right? I should say blocks of business, big producers out there in the industry. They've been doing it for 15, 20, 30 years, a lot of these people. And what happens over time, and I've been asked this question many times by new people in the industry, is how in the world can one advisor do that much volume? And at the end of the day, it's not all new people. Majority of it, probably at least, I'd say 40 to 50% of larger offices out there is existing clients, referral, and replacements at the end of the day, right?
Because absolutely.
If you do it for 15, 20 years, every, I'll call it 5 to 7 years, there's opportunities that arise to put a client in a better situation, get their cap made up, get a bonus, make them whole, put them in a better situation financially as an upgrade standpoint, right? And that's what advisors do, you know, and that doesn't work every single time, obviously.
There's no, it's got to make sense for the client, sense. Right? Yep, absolutely.
But that's, I mean, what you see at these large offices is they're on top of this. They are constantly monitoring their active book of business that's there because, I mean, honestly, the business under your nose is, first of all, very, very profitable if you can take care of it, and it's sitting right there. So, yeah, that, I mean, that's exactly what we've kind of been working on in the last couple of weeks. And obviously, it's been a topic of conversation for the last couple of years, but now there's actual technology behind this to help advisors with that.
Yeah, there's no more digging deep anymore. Let us do the work for you. But what I love about this too is, you know, I didn't want to forget this, Kalen, but remember the month one of our advisors had? It was an income upgrade month for him. Okay.
How could I forget?
Exactly. And how could all of his clients forget? Matter of fact, taking the same amount of money and giving them more money in retirement, who wouldn't take that call?
I mean, again, if the client's looking for that and that's what the money's for, I'd take that call all day.
Yeah. Can you imagine somebody calling you saying, hey, Kalen, you're getting $5,000 a month right now?
About seven.
Yeah. You don't have to do a thing. You just got to sign here and you're going to get seven a month.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Well, what's the catch, right? Well, there isn't a catch. Matter of fact, you're getting a better cap and you're getting more income and you don't have to give any more money. It's the same money that you have currently sitting in your policy.
It'd be hard to say no.
It seems like Christmas.
Seems like Christmas all over again.
Yeah, all over again. Yeah. It's just a gift that keeps on giving. But the point is we'll call that something else. An advisor that wrote $27 million in a month. It really happened. Okay. He was able to reposition with his clients an income situation that made sense for every single one of them. I'm not saying that's the case for every advisor out there, but this was an opportunity that he saw and he wanted to make sure he presented it to his clients. Now, every single situation is different and we take them all differently. We take what's in front of us and we look at them and we try to make sure that everything aligns with what you're trying to do and it makes sense for the end consumer because in the end, that's what matters. And so when you're looking at your book and you want us to take a deep dive into it, please don't hesitate. Okay. There are some things within that book that you might not know, and we can assist with that. Remember, we're in a pasture. Every single rock gets flipped on these. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that the client is in the best situation. Remember, this is their retirement. But with that said, I want to make sure that you guys did take full advantage of what we've got going on here. So make sure you reach out to us on that.
Yeah. Touch on that too real quick here. Maybe wrap things up is, again, this isn't anything new, right? A lot of advisors kind of went through this, you know, anything they wrote in 2020 when interest rates were pretty much zero, 2020, 2021, even through 2022.
Positive MVAs back in the day.
Positive MVAs, you know, and then they kind of rewrote the business then. And then here we are now in 2026. A lot of people moved a lot of the business when interest rates, if you look at the treasury, almost topped off at 5%. And unfortunately, advisors think that those days are kind of gone. I actually looked at the 10-year before we came down, and it was 4.3. So yes, it is down from where it was, like I'll call it 2 years ago.
Still pretty strong.
But 4.3 is the highest it's been outside of 2 years ago in the last, I'll call it like 18 to 20 years. So we're still at a higher interest rate environment. Now, you know, our administration kind of wants to change that in the future. So get it while you can. I just say that as in a lot of people think that those it's kind of gone with and it's done with from that standpoint. I hear it all the time. Yeah, I already did that. I went through my book. I did everything I possibly could, but I can promise you there's a lot out there that we can help you find from that standpoint.
So well, keep numbers. In mind, things keep changing too, right? To your point. Mm-hmm. I mean, a month goes by, another door might open. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're talking about. We've had many advisors because of the size of their book come to us 2 months later and go, hey, three or four more opportunities just popped up because they either be now they're surrender free or the MVA's changed on them. Things like that do happen. And they're
new
so
products.
Close. New products come out.
New products are that'll huge.
Yeah. Allow for, I mean, you want to talk products, my goodness, 10% cap guaranteed.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have to name carriers, but I'm just saying guaranteed for the life of the contract. Sounds pretty good. There's only one out there. Anyway, we're going to wrap this one up. We do appreciate everybody listening to our podcast. We try to deliver as much value as possible. It doesn't get any better. You've got the best team in the industry right now, Team Stats. Listen up. We will be back next week with another one. We're going to actually go with the action plan to finish off those reports.
Good.
And then we're going to probably get radio on too. We're going to talk to this radio program we got here. Tony Shore is doing a fantastic job. Hundreds of hours behind the mic, probably thousands of hours, actually.
Thousands.
For sure. Hundreds of shows, maybe even thousands. But mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, the feedback we get from our advisors on our radio program is top notch. So stay tuned, more to come. We are once again live from this amazing studio in Arden Hills, Minnesota, the Gradient Center. Signing off.
Signing off. See you guys.
Brad and Kaylin do not offer investment, legal, tax, or accounting advice and are not affiliated or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. The opinions herein may be from personal experience and may not necessarily be those of Gradient Financial Group, its employees, or affiliates. Any results, topics, or outcomes are for informational purposes only. Financial professional use only.